This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Tell me why I always need to survive off your love. Every time you fire at me, it kills all the fun, kills all the fun. Everything of it now brings a new drop of blood from the sky.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who exactly the listeners are. Anyways, I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are getting to hang out on this Tuesday, October the 22nd of 2024, day 294th of the year, and only 70 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, doing the stuff that we get to do, no doubt about that. Anyway, so how have you been? How has the last 24 hours or so in your life been for you? Have you been braggadocious? Have you been living the life? Have you been looking at things and going, wow, life just couldn't get any better? I mean, I don't know. I ask these questions because I want to have a better understanding of what the hell's going on. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you something that's not true about that because, hey, I'm always wondering about, hey, is this good? Is that bad? Or is that indifferent? Because I never know. These things always that drive me are the things that I question the most, that is for sure. Anyway, so if you're new here, let me tell you about what we do. We talk about safety, we talk about the news, we talk about news and safety. We have some professional broadcasters that come in. We'll talk to you a little bit about everything that's going on inside of the sequence of events, because that is kind of what we do around here, no doubt about that. So, with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, call in radio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving, no doubt about that. So once you get there, there's audio, there's text messaging, there's video messaging. Anything that you can think of that you could possibly do, well, it's possible to do there. Video, audio, text. Once you get there, it'll tell you exactly what needs to be done. Some limited information needs to be entered because that's just kind of the way that it goes. And then from that particular point, we get you moving and we definitely get you grooving in regards to what's going to happen next. No doubt about that. So, what you want to talk about? No, I'm kidding. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight. No, seriously.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
I love when my button clicking is quicker than my mouth moving. It's kind of interesting when you get to hear that. That is for sure, no doubt.
Duh.
So with that being said, let's talk about what's going to happen today. a follow-up to the stranded kayaker. We're going to talk about that. Another credit crunch heading into the holidays. Also, Jelly Roll leaves X, and Britney Spears is all about love. We'll talk about that as we get into the showbiz of things that are going on, no doubt there. Also, an act. Cooper Cock details his special bond, and Eric Menendez is in casting calls. Yes, I did say Eric Menendez is in casting calls. And then what else? An activist legislator protests King Charles Down Under. Hold on. You protest down under. Okay, so that's it. That's going to be it on what's going to be discussed during the show. But let's kind of go through some of this. If you want to take a look at what the hell we have going on, call in radio, as I said. But I've not been talking lately a lot about safetyfm.com. where you can go and see where it says visual radio, where you can see us in real time if you want to do that there, opposed to seeing us on the other side, which will be kind of like the social media platforms, but that's entirely up to you on how you want to manage that one. So that's call in radio, has the communication portion, and then safetyfm.com with the visual radio. Of course, you can always go to radiobig.fm as well, if you're so inclined to do that stuff, because that's kind of where we kind of go about everything that we have discussions about, no doubt there whatsoever. So with that being said, I have some people that are waiting from Feature Story News, and they're wanting to talk to you and, you know, get the move and groove of stuff going on. So why don't we go ahead and do that? We'll bring in our people from Feature Story News, and we'll get that going right now with the news as we are speaking. So here you go. Here's some news coming your way right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. Around 1,100 prisoners are due to be freed early from jails in England and Wales today. It's part of efforts to ease prison overcrowding and follows the release of nearly 2,000 prisoners in September. In a bid to find a long-term solution, the UK government is launching a sentencing review that will explore tougher punishments outside of prison while making sure there's space to incarcerate the most dangerous offenders. Lord Timpson, Minister of State for Prisons, told the Prison Governors Association conference that they were trying to repair the damage done by the previous government.
It hasn't been easy trying to rehabilitate offenders in a system teetering on the edge of disaster. A system that, when we came into government, has been run at 99% capacity for months. None of this is your doing. In fact, the PGA has been sounding the alarm bell loud and clear.
India and China have agreed on a border pact that will see both sides coordinating their patrolling routines to try and avoid any escalation in tensions. The move is being hailed as a significant step towards restoring normal bilateral relations after the two sides were involved in a melee in 2020. Ishan Gurg has more from New Delhi.
Reports say the border pact gives patrolling rights to both armies in two contested areas. It's expected to restore some goodwill between the two armies. Much of the India-China border is not demarcated, and that has led to border disputes in many areas in the Himalayan region. It's also expected that the two sides will eventually scale down their military presence in the disputed region. The development comes just a day before Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Russia for the BRICS summit, where he is expected to meet President Xi Jinping. And now analysts say there's every possibility that relations between the two Asian giants could finally move towards normalization.
New research shows that hundreds more infants have died in the United States than expected since the Supreme Court overturned abortion access in 2022. Since then, more than 20 states have implemented bans or restrictions on the medical procedure. Tony Waterman has more.
Researchers from The Ohio State University found a 7% spike in infant mortality in certain months following the Dobbs decision. In October of 2022 and March and April of 2023, nearly 250 additional deaths were recorded on average per month. The vast majority of the deaths were caused by congenital abnormalities, which previously would have led to abortions. The researchers say their findings could be just the tip of the iceberg, since more states have implemented restrictions in the months after their study ended.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Looking in more detail today at Benjamin Netanyahu's possible strategy now in Lebanon. Following the killing of Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah and the Israeli killing in Gaza last week of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, the Americans are hoping that the Israeli leader might be persuaded back onto the diplomatic track. But Prime Minister Netanyahu insists his war will continue. Mark Lyle Grant is Britain's former national security advisor and the UK's former permanent representative at the United Nations.
Lebanon, unfortunately, is one of those countries where the state armed forces are not as strong as independent militias. Hezbollah's army is undoubtedly more powerful than the Lebanese armed forces. The way that Netanyahu is talking, he has his enemies, both in Hezbollah, in Hamas, in Iran to some extent, the Houthis in Yemen, on the back foot at the moment. And I don't think he is minded to ease up that military pressure on Israel's enemies at a time when they are on the ground, as it were, and allow for some sort of ceasefire which would give them some respite, potentially, to rebuild their military strength. So I think this conflict will continue for some time to go.
And in recent days, Israel has broadened its targets, going after financial institutions in Lebanon, believed essentially to serve as Hezbollah's banks. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, around 1,100 prisoners are due to be freed early from jails in England and Wales today as part of efforts to ease prison overcrowding. India and China have agreed on a border pact that will see both sides coordinating their patrolling routines to avoid any escalation in tensions. And new research shows that hundreds more infants have died in the United States than expected since the Supreme Court overturned abortion access in 2022. That's the latest feature story news. John Beaver reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people, trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
Radio.
Okay, so here we are, 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out and doing our thing. So don't worry about that because it's all with love, my friends, all with love. Okay, so with that being said, let's get into the shit list. And if you don't know, you're about to know. We're 14 days out from the election, in case you were looking, because, you know, you hadn't heard anybody else reference it. A September fundraising report shows starkly difference between spending and fundraising strategies between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Harris's showed the gangbuster month, raising $221.8 million in spending about, you ready for this, $222 million on media buys and production. Trump's team spent $53 million on media, raising about $62 million. Harris stumped in the swing states with Republican Liz Cheney, stumped on Monday. Or should I say stomped? I mean, I'm not sure. On holding town hall style events and rallies in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. When asked about whether President Joe Biden intends to campaign for his Veep, White House press secretary said that there will be more to come. So the media and pundits are having a total normal one after Trump Sunday photo up at Pennsylvania McDonald's, where he worked on the fryer basket at the drive-thru for the cameras in moments that went viral. Yes. In the Real Clear Politics, average Harris leads the national popular vote by 49.2 to 48.3. Trump leads the battleground states at 48.8 to 47.4. Are we not talking about Arnold Palmer's anatomy today? I mean, it wasn't that part of the political stuff as well. I mean, I think it needs to be addressed because it was addressed. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you should do some own investigative reporting in regards to some of the stuff that was referenced, because that was kind of a weird one as things were going on. But I mean, a lot of the stuff that's going on this election cycle is weird. But then again, I feel like I say that every election cycle, where I sit around and go, I'm not sure what exactly is going on anymore, if it's politics or if it's entertainment, because it seems like a combination of both things. That is for sure. Anyways, follow up. The 17-year-old kayaker who was rescued after spending 12 hours stranded in the ocean last week says his biggest concern was all the worry about his disappearance was causing loved ones back at the land while he was missing. Yeah, I said that out loud. The longer I would be out there, it would mean that they would get more and more stressed and more worried, and I didn't want to put a burden on them. This is according to Kawali that we said yesterday. That's what he told the local media. Ultimately, survival instincts kicked in. He says, trying to stay within sight of land without drifting further out in the sea. He focused on how warm the sun would feel to fight past the shivering cold, he says. This is according to KITV. Hold on. What is going on with the 17-year-old? I mean, this sounds pretty intense in regards of a 17-year-old saying all this shit.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know if it's about being entertaining. I mean, this sounds a little weird that a 17-year-old was able to maneuver and manage all of this stuff as he's talking. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there for conversation purposes, that's for sure. So the Nerd Wallet survey shows that 28% of Americans are still paying off credit card bills that they ran up last year during Christmas. Really? Holy sh! The news comes as the National Retail Federation expects yet another annual uptick into total spending in the last 2 months of the year, up $989 billion, the amount of $1,778 on average per American, and 74% to put on your credit card. This is according to CNBC. Hold on. I'm going to tell you something. If you have to go into debt for Christmas stuff, it is definitely not worth it. Mm-mm. Definitely not worth the gig. I'm just throwing that out there. That sounds a little crazy to me that you'd be risking your finances put some Christmasing on debt. But that's me. I mean, I kind of go a little different sometimes with some things. So there you go. So some stuff to talk about as we are taking a gander at some things going on inside of the world. Okay, millennials might not be as financially strapped as they like to think they are, at least compared to other generations. Fortune looked at a report of the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Federal Reserve data that shows that the typical net worth of American millennials, people between the ages of 26 to 41, is 8.4% higher than Gen Xers and 46% higher than boomers at the same point in their lives. Inflation adjusted, of course. Even after shelling out for their Starbucks orders and avocado toast or whatever else internet dorks say millennials consume, millennials is 2022 spent about 75% of their pre-income tax, while the same point in their lives, Gen Xers spent 83% and boomers spent 91%. This is all according to Fortune magazine. So worth noting, many Xers, yes, I am saying Xers, especially boomers, didn't also have the flood of subscriptions or internet and smartphone bills to keep up with either. Also worth noting is that there was written by a 35-year-old square in the middle of the millennial generation to save your emails. So there you go. So I don't know. A lot of stuff. I mean, I look at it from a different perspective. People tend to do spending the way that they think that is going to be most interesting for them, opposed to it being one of those things where people go, oh, yes, I spend money because, you know, it seems like a good idea that I need to spend 76%, 83%, or 91% of my total pre-income tax. I don't know. I look at it and I go slightly different with some of these things. But hey, I guess that's for you to kind of look at and for me to kind of figure out when it's all said and done, if you really think about it.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Yeah, self-implosion in airwaves is probably not a good mix of things, but I'm just throwing that out there as we are talking. Anyways, the winner of the 2024 America's Best Restroom is located in Maverick Service Station near Salt Lake City International Airport. You think this will become a traveler's destination? I'm just asking the questions. Sponsored by Cintas, the contest allows people to suggest bathrooms from around the country in an attempt to find the cleanest, most innovative, and most decorative abodes. Notably includes hop shops in Florence, Kentucky, Indiana Caverns in Indiana, of course, Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium in Kansas City, Missouri, and Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yes, there is a bestrestrooms.com. Not joking as I say that. This is according to Best Restrooms. Let's find it. If you go to bestrestrooms.com, that's where the source of information comes from. I have to tell you, I mean, I know that Cintas is about, you know, helping out and doing whatever in regards to this. But I will say, I mean, I will put this up. And not because, you know, I used to live in Texas, and not because there's a couple of them here where I live in Florida currently, but I would put up Bucky's bathrooms, especially for, you know, a bathroom that the public can go into, against a lot of the bathrooms that are out there in regards to cleanliness. Now, decorative, well, they're probably not as decorated as some people would hope, but that's a whole other story to talk about, no doubt there. Also, let's talk about some other things going on but outside of clean bathrooms, because I think that this is going to be important. But former Iron Maiden singer Paul Di'Anno has died. He passed away at his home in Wiltshire on Monday, according to a statement from a family, or his family. A cause of death was not shared. Di'Anno was the lead vocalist for the band from 1978 to 1981. He was 66 at his time of his passing. Now, I have to tell you, I keep on looking at some of this stuff, and I'm mesmerized at times in regards to the ages of people passing, because you always have this weird expectancy that, you know, they're going to be old before it happens. Last week, I was shocked when Liam from One Direction passed away. And then now you're taking a look at this. I mean, it's just amazing just to hear some of this stuff. I know, kind of going off on a rant there, but it's just weird. It's just weird to see. Let's talk about the numbers, because people are going to want to know about the Dow. Because that's what happens. If I don't mention it, I get a call. I get the text. I get the video saying, hey, you didn't go over the numbers. So let's do that. The Dow lost about 344 points to close at 42,931. And the S&P lost about 10 points to close at 5,853. And the NASDAQ increased by 50 points to close at 18,540. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.17 on Monday. And Bitcoin tumbled on Monday, down about 1.7%, trading just around 67,800, and there was more than 2,020 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and about 60 such cancellations. So there you go. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $205 million jackpot, or a $97.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it is definitely the opportunity to do so. Of course, the choice is yours. So there you go. Let's talk about some show business news, because, you know, why would we not do that? The new lawsuit that has been filed against Sean Combs, all accusing of sexual assault and or rape. Two of the suits are from men who accuse Combs of sexual assault that they say occurred back in 2022. This is the third from a female who claimed Combs raped her in 2000 when she was only 13 years old. Texas-based attorney Tony Busby, who is working with a slew of accusers, filed the suits and has announced plans to file an additional four over the next couple of weeks. This is according to the New York Post. Things are not sounding like they're improving in regards to people coming after Combs in regards to what was going on. So I don't know. I mean, who wasn't it? Cat Williams that was on, what was it? The Shannon Sharp show, like Shay Club or Shay Shay Club or whatever it's called, where he had some of these discussions and talked about Diddy. And apparently there's a lot of stuff that this guy has said on that show. And I'm not recommending to go over there and look at it, but hey, it is kind of interesting. There's a lot of stuff that was said on that show that apparently that guy was spot on. Allegedly, with some of the stuff that was said. I don't know. It's interesting, because I'm not saying that he was a future predictor, but geez, man, what the was going on in regards to what he was saying? Because it seems like there's a lot of stuff there. So I don't know. Cat Williams, might want to check that out, some of the stuff that he's been saying. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this. Jelly Roll is done with X, and I'm talking about the social media platform. In his exit post, the country singer called the app the Wild West and a safe place for everyone who says mean stuff to each other with no consequences. This isn't the first time that JR has expressed his displeasure with the social media. Earlier this year, he took to a brief hiatus after getting bullied over his weight, and this was according to X. So there you go. I don't know. I look at it, all these social media platforms, and I don't know sometimes what to say about them. I don't know if it's a good thing, if they're a bad thing, if they're just a haven for people to hide and, you know, be the keyboard warrior about stuff. Because I will tell you, I'm kind of amazed sometimes some of the shit that people will say on social media. And, you know, it's not kind of the same thing about saying some of the stuff in, to people in person. But I guess that's where things get weird at times, so there you go. Okay, take a listen to this. Britney Spears is once again a married woman, sort of. In her latest Instagram post, the 42-year-old shared a video of her in a wedding dress telling fans that she married herself. Okay, bringing it back because it might seem embarrassing or stupid, but I think that it's the most brilliant thing I've ever done, she captioned in the post. Crickets from Free Britney movement in regards of people talking. So I don't know. But yeah, there is definitely a video out there of her in a wedding dress. I don't even know. I'm not even 100% sure if it's a wedding dress. I mean, it could be. Hold on. Let me try something here. If I may, of course. Let's go into a little changeover, if I may, and let's do this. And I don't want to get nailed for music because there's music here. Yeah, so let's turn that off. But yeah, this is, if you are watching, you can see, I mean, I'm not 100% sure if this is a wedding dress or a version of a nightgown. I mean, I don't know, because it looks a little relaxed. But I believe me, I am definitely not the wardrobe aficionado, the guy that dresses in black all the time. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. So there you go, some information. But yeah, that's some good old Britney Spears hanging out doing her thing. You know, I mean, but here's the fun part, is she always manages to get some level of attention when it comes to stuff. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, I think it's time to do that main story thing.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, it's main story time, and we have to talk about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because if we didn't do that, I would feel like we're doing ourselves a disservice about not talking about some of the things that are going on inside of the world of everything that happens inside of this weirdness. Yes, it is this weirdness that we look at, that we call our life, and, you know, the things that we do for work. And man, does things get strange sometimes. And I want to reference this because I have never, like, ever seen how things get so strange and political in regards to this time of the year. And I don't know why this occurs, but every 4 years we run into this cycle where everybody gets a vote for president and all kinds of strange stuff. Like, I remember back when Obama was running, and I want to say the first time, not the second time, and I remember hearing about people going out into their parking lot and seeing people who had the Obama sticker. And being told, hey, if this is the way that you want the world, maybe you're not suited to work here. Okay. I mean, that's kind of a different approach. And then, you know, nowadays you see some people where some people don't agree with, the MAGA hats and this and that. And believe me, I'm not trying to turn this political, but it becomes one of these things that I find very interesting, where a level of respect for what somebody thinks or doesn't think or disagrees and so on, where all of a sudden there is a respect for respect or a disrespect from a leadership perspective on how you might look at somebody internally inside of your organization. Now, listen, at the end of the day, I always looked at this as that politics are politics. And not everyone is going to agree with your politics. You're not going to agree with everyone's politics. Now, there are some thought processes that go into place where people go, oh, yes, this person is great. Like, some people might like Kamala Harris. Some people might like Donald Trump. Shit, there might be some people that like the write-in candidate or whoever the hell they're going to put there. And that's good. Like, you have to look at it from the perspective is that you, to an extent, are going to like stuff that other people are not going to like, and vice versa. So, a matter that is super important, according to politics to you, might not be a matter that's super important to someone else. But why does it play such a big thing inside of the workplace? Like, I have known of people that are Democrat that will not interact with someone who is Republican because on who they assume someone is going to vote for. I have seen people that are Republican that will not interact with Democratic people for the person that they assume on the person is going to vote for. Now, this is a democracy, of course, where you get to pick and do whatever the hell you want in regards of who you want to vote for. And I look at it from the standpoint of, why should that play a factor inside of work in regards of what you're trying to accomplish? Because as I am aware, and as you are aware, I always thought our goal was to get people home in a better spot than what they were in the first place. Where it gets interesting at times. Because you look at it and you go, okay, well, yeah, that is the deal. But why is it that if I have someone who is wearing a MAGA hat, and most of the people are from the Democratic Party, will not agree with what that person has to say? And let's say, for instance, somebody has a Harris hat on, and most of the people inside of the room are Republican, and some people will not want anything to do with that person because of that. It gets weird. And I don't know why. Because, listen, I don't know what's going to be the greater good. In 2 weeks, I don't really believe that at the end of that night, at the end of Tuesday night, we'll have an answer. But we'll see how this goes. Because here's where it gets interesting. Regardless of who's sitting in the White House, he or he, whatever the hell you want to put there, at the end of the day, we still have to do work. We still have to go out there and bust our humps in regards of getting stuff done inside of our workplace. So look at it from the standpoint this way. We're not always going to agree, but we're not always going to disagree, especially if we put the priority on what we deem important for us as a community, as a group, as an organization. So, yeah, there might be different politics inside of that aisle. There might be different politics that go on inside of your workplace. But at the end of the day, aren't we doing it all for the greater good of what's going on inside of the organization?
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
All my bones to break. My bones to break.
Every glow brings a new color code to my body.
Oh, yes, it sounds like he loves it. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show on Radio Big and on Safety FM as we are doing our thingo. Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. Yep, it's the time of life where we get to do some interesting things. Well, this right here, this is The Rhythm of Violence by Beach Love. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music.
Can you hear the music now?
Yeah, can you hear the music now? So there you go. We would like to thank Beach Love for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. There is no doubt about that. A lot of love and respect for what these bands do out there, getting all this music to us in regards to what we get to do. No doubt about that. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. And then once you get there, click on the section that says Find Help. You're going to notice all kinds of information readily available for you right there. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. If you go to the bottom of the webpage, you'll see that there's all kinds of stuff that lets you know how you're not alone immediately. You can text TWLOHA to 741741. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can text the word SHOUT to 85258 if you're in the UK. If you're in Ireland, text the word HOME to 50808. And if you need the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, you can call or text 988. That will get everything moving and grooving for you. So if you need to find out more, TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. That will get everything going for you as we are talking. I know, it's information that I feel that we need to talk about, not sometimes, but all the time. That's why I try to reference it every day on this show. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Okay, so let's continue going down the path. Let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the multiverse. And yeah, this one gets kind of weird, but finally we have answered the age-old question and not about the Kara milk bar. Well, we'll probably never know that one, but let's talk about this other stuff that we might be able to figure out information-wise. But if you'd like to know for sure whether you should load silverware in the dishwasher facing up or down, I've got the answer for you. According to Jessica Eck, spokesperson for the American Cleaning Institute, the main thing that you should be concerned about isn't which way it is facing, but if it's loaded next to what it's loaded next to. The key is not to sort silverware by item, but to mix them up utensils so that spoons don't end up nesting together and to prevent others from being cleaned improperly. But that doesn't answer the important question of up or down. X says that how you load them is a safety issue and that should be the only reason. So the pointy side should face down. And let's see, what else? And to help prevent injury, particularly if with the ones children load or unload the dishwasher, it also means that you won't have to touch part of that goes into your mouth when you're unloading the actual dishwasher. So on one hand, well, if you're not concerned about with cleanliness and safety, and then more concerned about driving your spouse crazy. So there you go. And tomorrow we'll start another potential marriage-ending argument where we'll ask, should you pre-rinse dishes or before putting them in, or let them do what God made them to do? I mean, I'm just saying.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. So here you go. Anyways, take a listen to this one. Everyone by now is aware about the dangers of distracted driving, but new research from the University of British Columbia indicates that we should also be concerned about distracted walking. The study found that alarming difference between the behavior between pedestrians and engrossed in their mobile devices. and those who remain alert with their surroundings. Using advanced video analysis techniques, and the team examined the behavior of pedestrians and drivers during a near-miss incident, but at a busy intersection, so that's kind of the crucial part here, it was found that their non-distracted counterparts, they also rarely yield to oncoming traffic. This suggests a significant decrease in awareness of their surroundings. Non-distracted pedestrians, as you might expect, engage in safer behaviors, maintaining greater distance from vehicles and yielding more frequently and adjusting their speeds according to the traffic situations, indicating a higher level of responsive and potential dangers. But on the other hand, they miss seeing a lot of really hilarious cat videos. You know, because that's important when you're driving. Okay, I'm hypothetical about that one, that's for sure. But man, that gets weird quick. Have you ever seen anybody distracted walking? Because I sure as shit see it all the time. But then again, I'm constantly on a bike, so that could be part of the reason why I see it. But it gets weird. I mean, it really does get weird as I do bring that out. So take a listen to this. Some Apple Watch users say that they're amazed with their device ability to predict cold, flu, and even COVID days before they hit. The astonishing health assessments that they have been coming through with the device Vitals app since the rollout of OS 11 software update on last month. Vitals take critical metrics of a user is when they're asleep and detect the reading outside the normal range. It sends notification to their users. Many shared the experiences, including Reddit users who wrote, "The Vitals app knew I was sick 3 days before I did." Another said that it detected a few things with my Vitals days before I tested positive for COVID. The other thing of mine has discovered is that I'm nerdy enough to wear the watch to bed. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know about you, but because I have tattooed skin, my watch does not read properly. Through it. I have to actually put a little silicone piece for it to read my skin. I'm not joking as I say that. That is definitely not a joke. Yeah, I have to put like a little silicone piece in between me and my watch for it to actually be able to read my skin. It's the weirdest thing. That's the only way I can get it to work. I actually read it on Reddit in regards to that. Before I forget, too, I know we talk about, we talk about mobile.io quite often. As of yesterday, they started actually, depending on what plan you sign up for, some of them actually now have the watch service available for you directly onto your monthly bill, incorporated into that monthly bill. It's part of what the premium one, or you can sign up for a standalone line. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty interesting to get the email yesterday about that, but that's me side-tangenting there. Anyways, why don't we do something that's non-tangent related, and why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Paul. Galileo said, "I have never met a man so ignorant that I couldn't learn something from him." What a great way to look at things. I kind of feel the same way. I've worked with hundreds of people along the way, and I've learned something from each and every one of them. Sometimes it was their amazing wisdom that I tried to soak in as much as I could. Other times it was their absolutely horrible actions that I tried so hard to avoid doing myself. So you can learn good things from good people, but you can also learn things by watching what people do wrong, then aim to avoid doing those things yourself. Some people need to touch the flame to make sure it's really hot. I've been there. I try to avoid that stuff now. The key word here is try.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. The time to prepare for temptation is before it strikes. Only a fool would try to dig a storm shelter in the middle of a tornado. Yet many of us seem to think nothing of ignoring the reality of temptation until we are in the middle of a storm. So what can we do to prepare? Develop a faithful devotional life? Hide the Word of God in your heart? Be self-aware. Take note when the atmospheric conditions in your life make you increasingly vulnerable. Make yourself accountable and surround yourself with a strong support system. Lord, help us to seek you with all our heart. Do not let us stray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosie McGrath Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. Around 1,100 prisoners are due to be freed early from UK jails to ease prison overcrowding. India and China have agreed on a border pact to coordinate their patrolling routines to avoid any escalation in tensions. And new research shows that hundreds more infants have died in the United States than expected since the Supreme Court overturned abortion access in 2022.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
John, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Okay, so there you go. Currently 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing our thingo, no doubt about it. Let's talk about some stuff that happened back on this date. Back in 1962, JFK announces to the nation the discovery of the Soviet missiles across Cuba, capable of attacking the United States. Strategy of moving forward would be on quarantine from Cuba, blockading any more shipments from the USSR. The announcements came 1 week. Oops, where do we go? Yeah, the announcement came 1 week before. Yes, before. The announcement came 1 week before the first discovered the analysis weapons that emerged for the next 6 days. Many feared the Outer Banks of the nuclear war. So that happened back on this date, back in 1962. So there you go. Some information for you, to take a look at. No doubt about that. As we are hanging out and doing our thingo, no doubt about that. Okay, what else do we have for you real quick as I'm taking a gander here in some things? Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Let's see. Warren Zelders turns 25. Rudy Rich turns 26. 21 Savage turns 32. What else? Michael Fisherman turns 43. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, 49. Shaggy turns 56. Jeff Goldblum turns 72. And Christopher Lloyd, well, he turns 86 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays that are going on inside of your neck of the woods, if you're so encouraged to find out. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Make a Dog Day, Leave a Review Day, WOMAD Day, National Nut Day, Smart is Cool Day, International Stuttering Awareness Day, International Caps Locks National Color Day, and what else? I think that that's it. Yeah, that's the days for you to take a look at. If you're looking for a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. No doubt about that. I'm at that age where a wonky wheel on a grocery cart can ruin my whole afternoon. I'm just letting you know that that's exactly what potentially can go on if I allow it. If I allow it, of course. If you allow those things to bother you, there's a lot more things that can, so that's for sure. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the worst piece of advice that you were ever given? If you need something for the water cooler, try this. 9% of people quit their job because their boss was a monster, described him or her as this scary movie monster. Which one is it? Beetlejuice is normally the common answer, so there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, that is for sure. If you don't, that's fine. You can hang out with Sheldon Primus on Safety FM. That's always an option for you as well. So, anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Worry about your character rather than your reputation. Your character is who you are. Your reputation is who people think you are. Yeah, that's going to be a number of different things for different people, depending on how you want to take a look at it. That's for sure. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Every time you fire at me, it kills all the fun, kills all the fun. Every blink of an